Have you ever been accused of doing something you hadn't actually done? What was your reaction? Hey there, I'm Andrew Stevens, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Our devotion today is going to take a look at what to do when you're falsely accused or have to deal with somebody that's really hard to deal with. This one was written by Charity Kirigara and is called Loving with God's Love. Years back, I shared a house with a friend. This friend had a niece who also lived with us. For some reason, this girl harbored a dislike for me. Whenever something went wrong in the house, she was quick to point out that I was the one responsible when, in fact, I was innocent. This behavior of hers irritated me a lot, and I in turn developed a dislike for her. But this state of affairs didn't leave me with peace in my heart, so I decided I was going to approach the situation differently. I decided to do what the Bible says, to love our enemies. That meant loving this girl with the love of God. God loved us when we were still sinners and hostile to Him. We were God's enemies because of sinning against Him, but God demonstrated His love for us when He sent His Son, Jesus, to die for us. Then Jesus rose from the dead, making the way for us to be reconciled to God. Because God loved us first, His love is available for us to respond to. When we put our trust in Jesus as our Savior and Lord, we accept His offer of forgiveness for our sins. As Christians, we're no longer God's enemies. We are His friends. We're empowered by the Holy Spirit to love others like God loves us. We can walk in love even toward people who treat us unfairly. When we love with the love of God, we will endeavor to treat people kindly in spite of their wrongdoing. When I began to act in love toward my friend's niece, she also changed her attitude toward me. She stopped accusing me of things I hadn't done, and she actually became friendly to me. I've since realized that showing people love sometimes changes them for the better. As I've endeavored to walk in love toward unloving, hostile, and negative people, I've seen them begin to respond positively. It's like pouring hot water on ice. Cold, hard characters can be melted by the warm love of God. So let's talk about this. Have you ever been accused of doing something you hadn't actually done? What was your reaction? How did Jesus' love for us and the power of the Holy Spirit in us make it possible for us to love others, even those who treat us unfairly? I'll add as a personal note, sometimes you deal with a situation where you try to love somebody and they don't change, or they don't seem to be changing. The thing is, we're commanded to love our enemies in Matthew 5:44. That's not an option. So we need to keep loving them anyway, even when it doesn't seem like it's having an effect. Because sometimes it takes a while for that ice to melt, as Charity pointed out. So even in those situations where it seems impossible, keep asking God to help you and keep loving. Keep loving your enemies, even when it seems like they're never going to change. Now, as you and I can read in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Matthew 5:44, again, that command to love our enemies, as well as Romans 5, 6-10, Ephesians 2, 3-5, and Philippians 2:13 to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries, and it's listener-supported. Just $5 a month goes a long way to help us keep Unlocked going strong into the future. If you'd like to donate and join the team supporting Unlocked, you can do so by checking out the Giving tab in the Unlocked app or unlocked.org. Now, be sure to check back tomorrow because we're going to take a look at the story of Esther for such a time as this. But until then, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.